what to eat first thing in the morning. And the key here is this does not start in the morning. You need to be prepared the night before. And I'm not talking about spending hours on end. I know you're extremely busy, but you just got to find 15 minutes or an hour at the end of your week, or like say on a Sunday. Because here's the thing. First thing in the morning comes, for whatever reason, you sleep late or you wake up sick or your kids wake up sick or your kids aren't getting out of bed or one of the million things that can happen on a daily basis will happen. There will occur. So if you leave it the chance for you to get ready in the morning when you're in a rush, the chances are the first thing you're going to neglect is yourself and your health. Meaning if something goes wrong, you're not going to sit down and make yourself a healthy breakfast. You're going to get out the door, probably stop at Dunkin' Donuts or go hungry and not eat until 12 o'clock and then eat the first thing you see because you're starving. So let's not even chance that. Some of my most successful clients, and including myself, I do all of this prep work the night before so that no matter what, I can wake up and I know I'm already set to go. So take the pressure off you of trying to be perfect in the morning. You don't need that stress. All right. So here are some options. Here are some different things you can do. Option number one, you could load a blender the night before with protein powder, powdered greens, which powdered greens is it sounds pretty weird. But basically, it's just some of the most nutrient rich greens, micro processed. So they're just so part of like tiny little particles like a protein powder where there's so it's basically all the potency of the greens that you're eating. So rather than these big leafy vegetables, you're eating micro sizes and, you know, you're getting three to five times the amount of nutrient value in them. So they're extremely great way to make sure you're getting the nutrients that you should be getting from greens. But anyway, it makes for a great breakfast. It's going to help control your blood sugar levels and give you the nutrients early on in the day. So you can prep a blender with protein powder. I'd recommend anywhere from 15 to 40 grams of protein per person. Now, this is going to depend on a lot of things. The basic rule of thumb when it comes to how much protein should you take in a given day is just an easy formula I use that I've had a lot of success with clients is how much do you want to weigh? Let's say you wanted to weigh 120 pounds and you're 115 or you're 125, whatever it is. You would seek out to consume 120 grams of protein per day. So that's not protein powder. That's total protein per day. So let's think about that. If you were going to eat six times a day, you would divide 120 by six, and that would give you, my math's horrible, but I'm pretty sure that's 20. So that would give you, you know, you should have about 20 grams of protein per serving, per meal you have. So that's just a quick way for you to figure out how much you should have. The very worst thing for you to ever do is listen to supplement companies. Because like on the back, they're going to tell you, oh, have two scoops, have one scoop. And it's just generic advice that basically they're just trying to get you to consume more. So you go through it more and you're quicker and you end up buying more, more frequently. So I would recommend, you know, find out how much grams of protein you should have on a given day for whatever your goals are, and then divide that up for however many times you're going to eat. And that would give you an indication of how much protein to have first thing in the morning. Now, you don't have to use protein powder. Something else you can do is, you know, Greek yogurt instead, or even organic peanut or almond butter. But just talking about the night before, you're not going to prep those two things in a blender yet because they might spoil overnight. So you load the blender up with whatever won't spoil. So you got your powders, you can throw in chai seeds, whatever else you want to add in there, cinnamon for some flavor, cocoa, which is just cocoa or cocoa, however you pronounce it. But you know, the really rich antioxidant dark chocolate, you just use a little bit of that for flavor. You don't want to use much more, but whatever, get everything in a blender. So the next morning, all you have to do is either add your yogurt, or if you're using protein powder, just add your almond, coconut milk, or if you want to use just water, whatever it is, it's just one step you'll have to do versus three, which doesn't sound like a lot, but trust me, it is. The next thing, boil up some hard boiled eggs. Now you can hit 10, 12 eggs in one shot. Personally, I love eggs, but I hate boiling them. It's just tedious, and like you never know if they're boiled enough. Like you, they boil, you turn the water off, do you let them sit, do you put them in cold water? There's all these question marks, and then you get to the egg and you try to crack it open and you rip up half the egg trying to get the shell off. I don't know about you, but that's the issue I used to have. So I ended up getting a egg cooker. There's probably a real name for that. I don't know, hard-boiled egg cooker, but if you search Amazon, you could find one. Mine holds 10 eggs, and it's fantastic because you just put your eggs in, a little bit of water, and they steam perfectly. So you put them in cold water after, and literally the shell falls off. So it's a beautiful thing. But you could also just use, you know, eat Greek yogurt in the morning. And if you do that, you know, if you have the small portion sizes, perfect. If not, make sure to put a portion, you know, the 20, 25 grams in a small piece of Tupperware so it's ready to go. You could also have raw almonds in the morning. Now, with raw almonds, it doesn't have to be just raw almonds. It could be walnuts, cashews, pecans, any raw nuts will do. But the key here is not just have your big bag of almonds and take it with you. Because, look, while raw nuts are great for you, if you just eat them like that, you just eat them out of the bag, if you're like me, you're going to eat more than you should. And, again, it's good fat, but fat does hit you at 9 calories a gram. So if you're getting in 9 calories a gram more than, you know, with a quantity more than what you should have, that's a lot of that's excess calories there. So a handful works. If you have a higher lean muscle percentage or you're still hungry after that, do a handful and a half. And you can work yourself up to two handfuls. You got to listen to your body. But just make sure that when you're eating more, you're only doing so because your body is telling you it's hungry, not because you're carelessly eating out of a bag. And that's a very big distinction that you need to be aware of. All right. Now, one thing I want you to not do is have any fruit in the morning. And here's why. Your body is very sensitive to insulin first thing in the morning. So I'm not just talking about like donuts. I mean, you know not to eat donuts, right? But I'm talking about fruit. I'm talking about an apple. I'm talking about if you get, I'm talking about, sound like really showing my true heritage here. I'm sorry, I'm just getting excited. But what I'm really referring to is anything fruit. So even Greek yogurt, like Greek yogurt with berries, whatever it is, get plain yogurt. Do not add any fruit in the morning because it will spike your insulin levels. And because of the insulin sensitivity in the morning, it can lead to fat storage. We don't want that at all. So stay away from sugar until at least about 10 a.m. All right. Very, very important. And that's it. That's not just food. That's also liquid. So orange juice. I would only recommend having orange juice if like you're sick, and you know you need that vitamin C. Well, you know, obviously a regular orange would always be better, or those vitamin C packets or supplements. However, if you're gonna have orange juice for that reason, that's okay. But in really no other circumstance should you drink any sugar in the morning, even throughout the day for that matter, but especially in the morning. Now, I don't want to confuse you with this, but I do want you to know, because it's a fact that a lot of trainers, nutritionists either don't know or are not talking about, and I think it trips a lot of people up. I used to believe, and I'm sure you've heard this, that breakfast was Latin for break the fast, which in fact it is. It's where the word derived from, but basically that you have to eat first thing in the morning so you break your overnight fast, and if you don't, it will slow down your metabolism. However, as I've learned, the overnight fast can extend beyond just your hours of sleep. So if you sleep 8 hours, you can actually fast up to 12 hours, or 12 hours would probably be as far as you want to go. But that's actually a good thing, because what it does is it basically searches through your body to burn whatever excess calories you've had from the day before and use them as energy. Because oftentimes we don't eat for need, we eat for enjoyment and because it's a behavior. So from a biological standpoint, we have basically, if you're eating, you know, a normal healthy regimen or schedule, however you want to say it, then you probably are taking enough calories where you could actually fast, you know, so you could go to sleep, wake up, and not eat until 10 a.m. Like, for instance, I don't eat until 10 a.m. every morning. My last meal at the very latest is 9 p.m. It depends what time I finish working. You know, I'm not perfect with time and sleep as good as I should either. But look, we all have things we need to work on. But Anyway, I do not eat until 10 a.m. I fast for about 12 hours, if not a little bit more. And I do a little bit more because I'm okay with it. I'm able to have the discipline to not indulge when I do eat. And that's why I say this with a caveat. While you don't have to eat first thing in the morning, and I know a lot of you, you know, you're not hungry in the morning. And that's okay. Like, at no point in your life should you force down food unless you're, like, just not eating, you know, you're eating under 1,000 calories and you should be eating 1,200 or 1,500 or 2,000. Like, if it's something like that, then we've got to talk and look at different supplement options. But if it's just someone who's just not hungry in the morning, don't force yourself to eat. Instead, you can go a little bit longer. But the key here is that when you go longer, and especially if you're busy at work, so let's say if you're like, all right, I'm going to fast till 10. Well, if that 10 turns into 12, you're going to be freaking famished, all right? Not only is that going to affect your tood, your attitude, your mental focus, but it's also going to make you extremely hungry. And when you're extremely hungry, if you're like me, you're going to want to eat the first thing in sight. We don't seek broccoli when we're starving. We seek chips, we seek cheeseburgers, we seek whatever is quick, fast, and tasty. That's all we seek. So you've got to make sure that if you do fast, you have control of the endpoint. You know that at 10 a.m., you can put down a handful of nuts or whatever it might be. You know that when it is time to eat, you're not freaking binging on this huge thing, because binging, as you know, is never a good habit to get into. So with that, to sum all of that up, those options you can have for a thing in the morning are great. Set them up the night before. You don't have to eat first thing in the morning if you're someone who's just not hungry first thing in the morning, but just make sure that you don't, you know, binge at the end of that fast. And then just make sure to stay away from sugars in the morning. Now, I'm going to say this, you should all know it, but we will always want to stay away from bagels, donuts, muffins, pastries, and even cereal. Now, I know, like, there's a million healthy, and you don't see me right now, but I had quotations up. Cereal. All right, cool. I'm good. Sorry. Anyway, so there are a lot of quote-unquote healthy cereals out there. However, I would venture to say 95% of them are crap. Most of them are crap. Now, I love cereal just as much as the next person. But a healthy little sneaky trick you can do that I use often that I think is pretty genius, if I don't say so myself, because I love peanut butter and I do love cereal. And this will allow you to accomplish both two things without getting all of the calories you would from a peanut butter puff cereal thing, whatever that stuff is. And here's what you do. You can cook up quinoa and – you know, again, you prep this the night before, take a half cup of quinoa, put it in a bowl, pour in coconut or almond milk, just as you would with cereal, add in one serving of peanut butter powder, stir it up, and oh, baby, oh, let me tell you, it's freaking delicious. You're going to be, you're literally going to lift up the bowl and suck up the milk because it's that good. So that's a little sneak trick if you want to have the behavior of cereal, because remember, a lot of times you're not eating something because you just happen to see it. It's a behavior that's pushing you in that direction subconsciously. So to give you that behavior of eating cereal, it's a great way to do that, but it's also going to give you the good taste and nutrients. So that's an option for cereal. And quinoa is a seed. It's a protein that is a seed with high protein, I should say, and fiber that is gluten-free. So it's a good thing. But anyway, I kind of went on a tangent there. You got to make sure to stay away from bagels, donuts, muffins, and pastries. Bottom line, and most cereal. And with that, I'm going to highly recommend you do not go through drive-thrus. So I know, you know, you want coffee and tea, and I get that. I do too. Don't get me wrong. But when you go through drive-thrus, and especially if you haven't eaten yet, what are you going to think when you see, you know, I mean, you would if you weren't in that moment now. So like looking back, you could probably be like, oh, I know that I shouldn't eat that, but I was in the moment, right? So you're going through a drive through and like they're like they know better to ask, oh, do you want anything else? And you see a sign for like 100 calorie wheat, turkey, egg white, low fat cheese, gluten free, blah 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 blah, lie, sandwich, and you're like, well, it's only 100 calories, I could eat that. And you know, you end up making those sort of decisions. And look, I've been there too, but don't put yourself in that position. I can tell you right now, anything that any fast food place has to offer is not good, including Starbucks. Like the only thing there that'd be worth getting would be their oatmeal. But aside from that, you know, the sandwiches, and I don't care what it tells you how good those ingredients are. The bottom line is that these sandwiches are made months in advance and they go on ships. They transport from wherever they are made to wherever you see them, and they're able to do that because of preservatives. So preservatives in your body, they get in there and they don't do much. They disrupt your entire digestive system because you really can't digest them. So they just sit there and your body doesn't know what to do with them, and it just causes a huge disruption. It tricks your brain because when you eat stuff like that, it's like, holy crap, I'm getting food and I'm good. And then it gets down to your system there and the system sends a signal back like, look, this is not calories. I don't get energy from this stuff. And then you eat more. So stay away from that stuff. You know, in a day nowadays, like you can get a Keurig for such an affordable price. And while it might be an upfront investment of what, like, I don't know, $180, which look, don't get me wrong, that's a good chunk of change to pay once. But after that, you're going to save so much money. You can get like, what is that thing over there? I'm trying to look at my office. I don't know how many coffees are in there, but we've got it for like $30 and there's like a million coffees in there, literally 1 million coffees in there. Maybe not 1 million, but there's a lot of coffee in there for $30. You could not get 30 coffees for $30. And I know there's way more than 30. So you will save money over time. And hey, ecological footprint, man, bro, girl, chick. It's good for your environment. You're not getting those plastic coffee cups every day. So, you know, hey, it's all good in the hood when you are sustainable. So that's a good thing for you to do, is to bring your own coffee. It's not going to force you to go into drive-thrus and make poor decisions.